Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's nothing new to say that the president of Venezuela is no friend of the United States, particularly the Bush administration. Hugo Chavez leading a crusade against U.S. dominance of Latin America for the past several years. But just after the fifth anniversary of the September 11th attacks, well, he's added a bit of fuel to the fire.
The hypothesis that is gaining strength, which was said on television last night and which could soon blow up, is that it was the same U.S. imperial power that planned and carried out this terrible terrorist attack or act against its own people and against citizens from all over the world. Why? To justify the aggression that was immediately unleashed on Afghanistan, on Iraq, and the threats against all of us, against Venezuela, too.
Well, we're having a great morning here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, we're off to a fabulous start. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we have, of course, several guests coming up later in the broadcast. I feel like I've been run over by a Mack truck. One of my staff is out with a 103-degree fever, and I think I'm starting to come down with some wonderful bug picked up in the mega city of New York. But we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, my friends, and come hell or high water, Lord willing, I will be, of course, at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar tonight from 7 to around 10:30. I will give a speech, we will play the film, and, of course, we'll take your questions and comments. Also, we're going to have elements of the Golden Arm Trio that did the music for Terror Storm there at the beginning of the film. As you're entering the theater, they'll play for about 20 minutes, I'm told, some of the music they composed, Graham Reynolds composed, for the documentary Terror Storm. Great crowd, sellout, overflow crowd last night at the Alamo Drafthouse, and I really enjoyed seeing everybody. Just always so many great people, so thank you for coming out. Well, we mentioned this yesterday, that is, a caller did, and I, lo and behold, noticed that we'd already had it up on Infowars.com, but here it is. This is out of the Associated Press. Air Force Chief, test weapons on testy U.S. mobs. Non-lethal weapons, such as a high-powered microwave devices, should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before being used on the battlefield, the Air Force Secretary said 2 days ago. The object is basically public relations. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions from others about possible safety considerations, said Secretary Michael Wayne. If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in wartime situations, said Wayne. And this is the practice that is in effect right now. All over the country at different events, they roll out the acoustic sound weapons that will bring you to your knees and shatter your eardrums. Well, this is nothing compared to the Humvees with huge microwave dishes on them that cause your skin to actually burn, and they can focus the beam down narrowly and actually fry you. On a wide beam, it's just painful. You can go read the specs on it. The company's quite proud of it. 4 years ago, we learned that these have been deployed in every major U.S. city, at armories around the country. In large cities, there are dozens and dozens of these waiting. In smaller cities like Austin, we know there's two of these units ready to roll out and fire at you and your family when you're begging for food, or, you know, when FEMA shut down the city and you're starving to death, they'll just microwave the cockroaches. We'll cover this and a lot more. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have wide open telephones today. I want to take calls for the entire 3 hours. Any news issue, any item, you question me, you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. I'd love to hear from first-time callers, but we're not restricting who can call. We have wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Though first-time callers will go to the head of the line, only trumped by callers who disagree with me. Unlike the controlled press, the fake conservative neocon pacifier radio that is there to deceive you, we are ready and willing to defend ourselves. We are ready and willing to take criticism here on air. That's why we don't screen your phone calls, and that's why we give you a chance to hit us with your best shot. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I get into Air Force Chief says test weapons on test of U.S. mobs with microwave guns, just to name a few, I thought I would get into the sad report that Texas Governor Ann Richards, former Texas governor, unseated back in the 90s by President Bush, has died. Ann Richards, ex-governor of Texas, dies at 73. She had esophageal cancer. We were all wondering how long she'd hang on. A nice lady. I didn't agree with a lot of her policies. She even did a little promo ad for the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema here in Austin, where they have these little joke pieces where basically they say that the theater is going to kill you if you talk or talk on your cell phone during the movie, and she did one of the, they asked me to do one last year, and I did it. It's like a little joke piece, but then they asked Ann Richards to do it, and she did it with all pretty high production quality. Sad she's dead now. Ann W. Richards, the silver-haired Texas activist who galvanized the 1988 Democratic National Convention with her tart keynote speech and was the state's 45th governor until upset in 94 by an underestimated challenger named George W. Bush, died Wednesday at her home in Austin. She was 73. Died yesterday. Miss Richards died surrounded by her four children of complications from the esophageal cancer, the Associated Press reported. Miss Richards was one of the most recent and one of the most effective in a long line of Lone Star State progressives who vied for control of Texas in the days when it was largely a one-party Democratic enclave, a champion of civil rights, feminism. Her defeat by the future president was one of the chief makers of the end of generations of Democratic dominance in Texas. So cemented was her celebrity on the national stage, however, that she appeared in national advertising campaigns, including one for Snack Chips, said Bob Dole, and was a lawyer and lobbyist for Public Strategies, Werner Lipfert Bernard, and it goes on. Poor George, he can't help it, Ms. Richards said at the Democratic Convention in 98, speaking about the current president's father, former President George Bush. He was born with a silver boot foot in his mouth. Kind of brain dead, folks. After you don't sleep for 3 or 4 days and you finally get some sleep, a little bit punchy here, burning the candle at 3 or 4 ends. So we're done talking about Ann Richards. She's dead, like everybody else is going to die. And just understand, life is transient. Death is 100%. So live life to the fullest. Live it with passion. Live it with love. And do the right thing, because before you know it, you too will be punching out of this plane of existence. Air Force Chief, test weapons on testy U.S. mobs. And I meant to get up early this morning and do some research on this story that I saw yesterday, and I did do that research. And I then left the house for some reason and left about 30 articles I'd printed sitting there on the counter. Busy talking to a plumber, so I got distracted. Paying a plumber, actually. But so I'm very upset with myself right now because I intended to type up, pull up, U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. I just remembered, looking at the story, I printed it when I got into the office, that I didn't have time to get U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. And the reason that is so important is you can go to the Library of Congress, you can go to Cornell Law, you can go to some of the better online law codexes, lexicons, encyclopedias, law libraries, whatever you want to call them. And you can read U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. And believe me, the criminals running our government wouldn't have passed this into the U.S. Code back in the mid-80s if they didn't intend to use it. I want you to know that the government can pull you over on the side of the road and make you and your children and your wife drink cyanide, and you can flop around for 30 seconds like dying fish out of water. And that police officer cannot go to jail. I want you to know that they could stick us up on poles like Vlad the Impaler. They George Bush could have White House swimming pools filled with blood and have White House parties. They could roast human beings on spits. They, according to the law they got passed, literally, serve up long ham or humans at the congressional office buildings. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. If you read it, It says the government isn't allowed to use chemical, radiological, biological weapons on you unless it's for research purposes, and then they can even use lethal chemical, biological, radiological agents on you for any reason if it's under the auspices of research. And see, there's all these little key terms they use. And you, when you go read subsection B, paragraph B, when you go read it, you will see openly the government saying that they are allowed to kill you. And the reason they got this passed in the 80s, mid-80s, what was it, 85, was because Project Shad had just come out, that they would march Americans, British troops into chambers and kill them. Just our government murdering troops. And it was coming out that they'd forcibly sterilized 400,000 women. And it was coming out that they had put all sorts of poisons and toxins and radiation particulates into people in the hospitals. And they'd had military personnel posing as dentists. Well, they were dentists, but posing as regular dentists at city clinics, injecting radiation into people's jaws. I mean, they've been doing it all. I mean, there's so many. Well, they declassified a raft of it, 3,000-plus cases of just aerial spraying in 77. It's 3,200 and something. They declassified a few thousand other whole programs. Let's be clear, each program has untold numbers, and most of it's classified. It'll just say, you know, we released biologicals, deaths resulted, details are classified. And then you go get the press report, say from 68 when they released it on the subway, and it reports that over 50 people died in the next 3 days of the unknown biological pathogen in New York hospitals, and the Army was there with their pre-placed doctors to look at the effects. So when you see an article like this new one that came out today, Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Testy, excuse me, Air Force Chief tests weapons on testy U.S. mobs. This means so much. It's just like I always tell you about how all crime is terrorism, but not even, quote, crime. All infrastructure protection, copyright infringement, photographing a police officer. These aren't laws now, they're just guidelines that are then tied into law. And so Greg Palast to the BBC goes to a huge FEMA camp where the people are basically, it's like a minimum security prison, and it's right up against a huge chemical plant, and he videotapes the chemical plant, the public chemical plant, and they've got arrest warrants under terrorism charges for Greg Palast and his cameraman. His cameraman, by the way, is signed from ABC News. In a pooling agreement. And again, what did Palast write in his article about this now? And he's literally on the run. He wrote in his article up at gregpalast.com that the Homeland Security officer, and he has his name there, told him over the phone, that he is wanted for violations of infrastructure security and infrastructure protection. And they're going to charge him as a terrorist under a terror provision. That's why I had National Guard troops right outside Madison Square Garden run over and scream and cuss at me and tell me, turn the camera off. What they do is they run up and stick their faces in the cameras and then scream, turn them off. And at that point, I didn't care anymore if they arrested me. And I just don't care. I mean, and just mindless gang member type troops. It's the same type of people we got on video when they find the family in Iraq with three sticks of wood in the back. This is a month after the occupation. People are starving to death. And they just shoot the car up and laugh at them and then run over it with an Abrams tank twice and say, that'll teach you not to loot. It's the exact same people. And I am not going to live on my knees licking your boots. I am not your slave. So when we get back, Air Force Chief tests weapons on testy mobs. By the way, these weapons aren't even approved, you see, in use in warfare, so we'll use them on our dumb public, home of the cowards land of the slaves. They'll take anything. Let's do it here first.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
I won't be turned around. All right, Reuben, Joe, John, many others. We're going to get to your calls coming up in the next segment. It took me about 3 minutes during the break to find U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, titled restrictions on human testing. And then you read the restrictions on human testing, and it says the government can kill us anytime they wish for any reason. Why do you think Bush says we can torture anybody we want and just not call it torture? Why do you think they write in public memos that they can torture children in front of their parents? And I'm sorry, I'll never get over that. They'll never condition me to accept that. I'm going to talk about it every day. Because it's in U.S. code. So for any police, any lawyers, any people in the system who doubt how criminal this government is. And remember, some of you out there will say, well, if it's the law, it's okay to do. Hitler said it was the law that he could arrest whole families and kill them. So, it is not okay. What is wrong with you? It was the law that black people were slaves and didn't have any rights and their owners could kill them. Now, I'm sure you think because it was the law that it's okay, some of you out there. No, it is not okay. It is not okay in the least. So, let me now get back into this report out of the Associated Press. Air Force chief test weapons on testy U.S. mobs. Now, these big microwave dish guns, the specs, the company that's produced them, there's a whole line of these, but the big company the government bought most of these systems from, there's different variants is my point, report that the unfocused beam, the wide-angle beam, burns your skin. High-powered will fry you. And they've already been put in every major U.S. city 4 years ago. They're waiting for you and your family when they bankrupt the country or pull whatever scam they're going to do, or when you're trying to escape out of Chicago or Dallas or wherever, when the globalists have set off a mini-nuke, and just like New Orleans, you're trying to come over the overpasses, they'll just fry you and your family. And they'll tell the troops, you know, U.S. Code Title 50, subsection or Section 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B. I know I keep repeating that because I want you to go look it up for yourself. In fact, Kevin just walked in. I hit print when the break ended, and then he just came in with Title 50. I've got it here. It's Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, and that's just what you type in. And it says, how current is this? And it goes in. It says prohibited activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct directly or by contract any test or experiment involving the use of chemical agent, biological agent on a civilian population or any other testing of chemical agent, biological agent on human subjects. Exceptions, that's Section B, subject to subsection C, D, and E of this section, the prohibition, and subsection A of this section does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. Any peaceful purpose that is related to medical, therapeutic, pharmacological, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. Any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. Lethal weapons, boys and girls. By the way, this has been added. I hadn't looked at this in a few years. Informed consent. And then it goes on to say that there isn't informed consent needed if it's part of, again, a test for everyone's safety. This is incredible. And it just goes on for page after page. I suggest that you go read this for yourself. Death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human, an animal, a plant, or other living organism, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, and materials of any kind. It just goes on and on. So, here's the CNN report. Air Force chief tests weapons on testy U.S. mobs. Non-lethal weapons such as high-powered microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before being used on the battlefield, the Air Force secretary said Tuesday. The object is basically public relations. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions from others about possible safety considerations, said Secretary Michael, I guess it's Ween or Wynn. If we're not willing to use it here against our own fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation, said the piece of trash. I'll finish up with this and go to your calls on the other side of this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Sellout shows at the Alamo Draft House. They're on South Lamar, great stadium seating movie theater. And the last one I'm going to do for a while, I don't have many events, maybe. I looked it up. It's about, on average, every 9 months I have Austin events at a theater. This will be the last one. For quite a while, I'm going to be showing Terror Storm tonight. This will be a special showing because the man that scored the music for the film, the original music for the film, Graham Reynolds, who's done music for several other films, including A Scanner Darkly, he's going to be there. And he said, how many people do you want me to bring? I mean, he could have 10 people, he could have 2 people, he could have 4. I don't know how many people in his group, because he's got a whole symphony he does, a whole group that he works with. He didn't do a symphony for my films. It was 10 people in some of the bigger pieces, 10 different instruments. Well, 10 different people, some of them doing as many as 2 instruments, so I guess that would be, it doesn't matter. The point is, I don't know what's going to be there tonight. I know Graham's coming with some folks, and so he'll probably start about 6:45 or so and go to about 7:10 or so with the music. And then I'll give a speech, and then we'll show Terror Storm, and then take questions at the end. It was a great event last night. It's always wonderful to shake your hand and get a chance to see you, and I really enjoyed seeing friends that only come around maybe once a year when I have these events. People who've been coming for years, I always enjoy saying hi to you and shaking your hand. So I do hope to see you out there tonight. There are some tickets left, not many. And what always happens is these events sell out. It sold out several hours before last night. But still, the front row is empty because when people buy tickets online, there's always a few people that end up not coming. So if you're really hot to go, you can probably just show up. And I'm kind of letting you in on a secret here, and there'll be a few seats right at 7. If some of those seats are open for people that didn't show up, maximum maybe 10 people will be able to get in once it sells out. And they have a tendency to put out a few folding chairs, too. We start turning away 20, 30, 40 people, they'll try to put out some folding chairs for you. So try to come to the event tonight, Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Get your tickets right now at Infowars.com before they do sell out. And I did say we'd have open phones today. We're going to do that. I've gotten a few emails going, Alex, what's up with the voice? It's even deeper now. This is why. There's these guys I've seen at Ground Zero over and over again who have this big red banner that says 9/11 was an inside job orchestrated by the Bush administration. And they're there year after year, and they all sound just like me, or I sound just like them. And why is that? Because talking a lot, screaming a lot does this. They don't let you have sound devices without special permits. And so for 2 hours of 3 days of marching and demonstrating, we did have a bullhorn. And boy, was it effective and powerful. The rest of the time, I had to cut my hands around my mouth when Bush was, say, walking into the church about 100 yards away from me. This is what he heard. 9/11's an inside job! But about 30 times louder. And I really got to quit doing it. I'm not going to have a voice anymore if I don't, because my larynx is so torn up right now I can barely talk without coughing. I'm only saying that so if you hear me rattling on air, you will understand. It is not good. Okay, this is not why you tune in to hear this, but I'm just letting you know. Why, if I sounded old and crusty before, I sound now as like I'm as old as the hills. Because I'm wearing out my voice. But it shall rise again here in a few days, hopefully. I almost didn't do a show today. But I am here because I do want to take your calls. I really do hope. I went to Google Video last night when I came stumbling into the house at around midnight. And I wanted to see, there's something like 30 versions of Terror Storm that have been uploaded for free to the web. One of them uploaded by us, one other one was uploaded by somebody else, and is really even in higher quality. I don't know how they encoded it so well, because you can upload it great, and Google still downgrades it a bit. But I was excited to be clicking on, you know, now Google shows how many viewers each has had. And, you know, one says 130,000 people watched. Another says 110,000 have watched. Another says 80,000 have watched. Another says 45,000 have watched. Another one's had 10,000 that watched. Another's got 180,000 that have watched it. And I didn't have time to add it all up, but it looked like several million conservatively have just watched it on Google Video alone now. And I'm excited because it took Loose Change Second Edition about 8 months, 6-8 months, which is very exciting. These guys have done a fabulous job. And I now, you know, they say that I'm a hero to them and they see me as a model and an example. Well, let's reverse those roles. I see them, you know, military, you know, great fighters, great patriots who have the courage to then come back and say the war was wrong, like Corey Rowe and, you know, 23-year-old, now 24-year-old Dylan and Jason Burmes. Jason's just such a great guy. You know, the media keeps using a number from 3 months ago of 10 million downloads. Well, if you go to the different versions and add them up, and I did this before I left to New York, it's more like 20 million downloads for Loose Change, second edition. But Terror Storm on the web for about a month and a half has over 2 million. It's several million. I was counting them up. It's more than that. I had to quit counting is the point I'm making. And it's on track. It's on track with numbers like that to be 10 million if it keeps, because it's geometrically, exponentially growing to be 10 million in just a month or so. That feels so good. to put so much blood, sweat, and tears into that film. And the next one's going to be even better, folks. God willing, we guarantee it. That is, if I have anything to do with it, it's going to happen. But, yeah, several million people. And by the way, it's all over the other Usenets, and it's all over the other BitTorrents, and it's all over the archive.org. It's all over the web. So I don't have the numbers for all the other downloads and the file-sharing networks, but we know in the aggregate together they are much bigger than even Google Video. So if we've had 2 million plus download Terror Storm, view Terror Storm on Google Video, then I wonder how many it is on the others. I would say conservatively another 2 million. So let's say conservatively 4 million downloads now of Terror Storm. That has got to be scaring the New World Order, because its growth curve is much greater than Loose Change Second Edition. So we just knocked it out of the park, grand slam, big time. And if you go to Infowars.com, there is a big fat link on the main page, in case you didn't hear, to one of the better quality downloads of Terror Storm at Google Video. You know, I always promised you that if we could give videos out for free, we would do it. People said, yeah, right, sure. We got to go to prisonplanet.tv and pay 15 cents. You need to give it out for free. If I gave my films out for free with the servers that are already, I'm already paying for internet, I have it added up. Let me see. For all of my internet and the services and the people doing it, I'm paying about, I don't even want to tell you how much I'm paying. But let's just say it's about half the money we make. And it's a catch-22, because I want to give everything away for free, but I don't have the Ford Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation or the Annenberg CPB funding us. We don't get a red nickel from the New World Order. And so it is a catch-22. As soon as I announced that I was giving Terror Storm away for free, sales dropped to the floor. But I did the math and had the accountant look at it, and we're able to pay the bills barely right now, so I just don't care, folks. I really don't care. You see, we could never give you all the videos for free because we had to pay for the bandwidth. And I've gotten $8,000, $9,000 bandwidth bills before in a month for a single video I tried to put out for free. But Google and YouTube have got the money, they got the bandwidth, they got the backbone, and so I'd be a liar if we didn't put it up there for free and tell you about it. That's our goal, period, and the proof's in the pudding. So, since it's there, I suggest you use it. I suggest you go to Infowars.com. Rents.com is a link to the good source, too. What frustrates me is 180,000, 130,000, you know, have watched the cruddy ones. There's a whole bunch of those, dozens and dozens of the cruddy ones. And then, you know, you see the really super high premium ones, and the 60,000 have watched them. So help us drive the good versions to the top. Because some of the versions that people uploaded, I don't know what type of encoder they were using. It looks like crap. Excuse my mild French there. But no insult to the French folks. It's a saying. But excuse me. I'm going to go to your calls. The point is, this is really exciting. This is the good news. Not only were the majority of the firemen and the police on our side in New York, but now Terror Storm, a month and a half into being on the web, is left orbit and is going into deep space, and it's turned on its nuclear engines, and it's going to Valhalla, baby. I mean, it is going all the way. We can see that now, thanks to you. But let's accelerate it even faster. You see, that's gold. That's diamonds to me. I don't want real gold. I don't want real diamonds. I could care less about fancy clothes or fancy automobiles or big houses. I care about waking people up. I don't like using the word, but it's the only word that comes to mind. I crave, I lust, I have a love affair, I have just unbelievable passion for the truth and waking people up and bringing murdering criminals to justice. And it's going to happen, folks. There are going to be even better films produced than mine. There are going to be even better films produced from Loose Change. You know, just as I was an example with the first Patriot videos of high quality, just as I was the trailblazer in 1997 And again, many people come up to me, other filmmakers, and they tell me that, just as my films woke up other young men that made other films that woke up 10 times as many people as I'd ever woken up in a single strike. Now Terror Storm will leapfrog past that. I'm sure the next Loose Change film will leapfrog past me. Someone else will leapfrog past us all, and I love it. I revel in it. This is unbelievable. People told us we couldn't fight the New World Order. They told us we couldn't have an effect. Major Hollywood films, just a few million people see them. We're making films, and they're as big as major Hollywood films in a month and a half. We're having a huge effect here. All the glory goes to Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the tools. Thank you for giving us the chance. Thank you for promising us that if we took action and if we stood and had faith and then put works into that faith, that you would aid us. I am so sick of the phony churches and all the people that tell us we can't win and tell us we can't get a reprieve like Nineveh, that tell us that we can't affect change. I am sick of you, and you're a bunch of devils, and go back to hell where you came from. Get behind me. I mean it. That's what that means in the Bible, folks. Get behind me, Satan. Get out of my way. I'm coming. Do you understand? I'm way past the point of no return. My life already means something. I've already done a lifetime's worth of work. Long after I'm gone, I know this information will go on fighting the enemy. And that's why I work so hard, so many nights until 2, 3, 4 in the morning with bloodshot eyes, looking like a raccoon with black circles. Because I know I got one life to live, and I'm living at 110%. And I ask you to join me. And I know many of you have joined me. I know many of you are right beside me in this war for this republic. We're going to expose the White House that writes memos saying they can torture little children. Listen, these people are evil, and they need to be met. And they are being met. And we've just begun. And I believe they've just now begun to figure out what a force we are. And they've done the calculations. They want to kill us so bad it hurts. But they know if they do that, our popularity will explode that much bigger. If they wipe me out, if they strike me down, if they strike down the Loose Change men, if they strike down the Patriots, they've learned that just bigger crops come out of that blood, that fertilizer. As Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty needs to be nourished by the blood of patriots. We come first, and then tyrants. I love life. I don't want to die. But if they strike me down, that's God's will. That's part of God's plan, and I go willingly. I go willingly into the enemy striking me down. People ask why I don't carry a gun with a concealed permit. People ask me why I don't care, why I don't worry. Because I believe in God, and I walk in faith. And I've got somebody on my side that's a lot bigger than the God of this world. And if I die, God killed me. If I'm struck down, it was God's will. And I want God's will to be done. Whether that means I'm going to live to be 95 years old, or whether that means I'm going to be killed next week. That is God's will, and I am confirmed in that. And I feel the strength of that. I have stepped into time. I have become an actor in history through God's will. I have prayed 1,000 times to be a vessel, and I am a vessel, and I am blessed. Hallelujah. And you need to pray, not what you want or not what you need. You need to pray that God's will be done in your life. That's the prayer. That's the prayer I want to hear out of your lips. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. And it doesn't mean we're spotless. And it doesn't mean we're some kind of little, robots. It just simply means that we're on the side of good. And that we have thrown in our lot with good. And that we are in the game, not lukewarm, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get on one side or the other. Because in the middle of the road is the most dangerous place to be. It's an open hand. Join us. Join us. Come over. Repent. Don't be part of the evil. Join us. You hear the call, you know it's there, you know it's real. Join us, join us, join he who loves you. And I don't mean to be a preacher, folks. People have always told me I should be a preacher. It just comes out of me. And I am so honored to be here, and I'm so thankful for everything. And I am so excited. As the evil intensifies, as the insanity gets worse and worse, why do you think they come out openly and say they torture children? Why do you think they come out openly and say we're going to test microwave weapons on the U.S.? Because they're too hardcore to use on the enemy. Why do you think they come out and say, we're going to make you take chips? It's to condition you. It's to sear your conscience. It's to get you so conditioned to hearing wild things you get acclimated. Don't let them acclimate you to this. These are desperate psychological attempts to sell you on slavery. These are psychological attempts to condition you. They did tests going back 30, 40 years ago. Many different universities and scientific firms have done it because humans behave much like rats do in our social interactions. Very close physiologically to the rodent, even more so than the dog or the pig, but the porcine. But they just constantly keep the rats under pressure and constantly keep shocking them and constantly keep bombarding them. They finally just roll over into a catatonic state. Be aware of the enemy's operations. Be aware of what they're doing. And go online right now. And you get the link to Terror Storm. And you blast the internet with it. And you keep blasting the internet with it. And you keep blasting them and blasting them and blasting them and throw yourself against them. Destroy them. Destroy these murderers.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Everyday photos pouring from around the country. Here's a gigantic, about 50 foot long, spray painted on a highway wall. 911 was an inside job. Infowars.com, Infowars.com, Infowars.com. Yeah, if you're going to do stuff like this and you're going to tag, I mean, you might as well tag with serious issues. And, I don't think we should tag people's private property, but this government is a criminal occupational system. And so I say, I'm not holding you back. Wink, wink, good job. Sorry, folks, we're in a war, and so that's just, I do support it, and I'm not going to lie to you. Let's talk to Rashid in New York, then Joe, John, Leo, and others. I apologize, I haven't gotten your calls yet. Now I will start doing it. Rashid, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
Yo, it was good seeing you out here on Sunday, man. It was great at Cooper Union.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, terrific. Well, listen, I just have one point to make. It's actually about the Poppy Mechanics debate with Loose Change guys.
Yes.
All right, the sniveling little weasel on Popular Mechanics, he was also on the Charles Golet show, I believe.
Yes.
And I remember him talking about being able to see photos of the World Trade 7 debris, I guess, that hit the building from the first Trade Center collapse.
Yeah, he just totally lied.
Absolutely. And he went on the show, said he had seen photos that they weren't able to release to the public, which is a total disgrace to the whole public.
Well, the reason we know it's a lie is we have video and photos 365 degrees around it. I've spent entire days just Googling WTC7 photos.
Right.
I've seen video. I've seen all the films. And it's a total lie. Listen, he's going with the FEMA's third reason.
Right.
First they said fuel oil tank. Then they said bad steel. Then they said the North Tower fell into it, knocking out the central column. Folks, only a few windows got knocked out. Only some debris bounced into it.
Yeah,
nothing. It's like saying that, you know, Toucan Sam is real and is our president. It has no bearing on reality. It is a total lie.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, thanks a lot, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you.
God bless you. What do you think of the events, if you were there?
Oh, man, they were great. I wish I would have taken off September 11th and 12th so I could have been out there protesting in front of the CFR building. That was historical.
It's got to freak the crooks out. I don't know of anyone ever protesting at CFR.
I haven't seen any reports ever since it was created back in the 50s, ever.
Well, they were extremely, extremely upset.
Well, keep doing it. They're going to, you know, the people are going to wake up. A lot of people here in New York are behind you. They know what's going on. So everybody out there that's listening, just keep doing it, man. We got them on the run.
That's right. Good to hear from you. Joe, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex. Did I get that Air Force chief right, that he just designated us all enemy combatants?
Yeah, and he said we need to use any excuse we can to test military weapons on the American people with the military.
Yeah, I actually had 2 points, but this will be the first one. So if we have lethal results on the American population, it's okay because it doesn't violate war conventions because, hey, we tested on this first. So I can just see that being handy during a draft ride or something. That WorldNet Daily lawyer, the one who slandered and libeled Stephen Jones, he isn't going to take this Air Force chief to task? Oh, jeez. Anyway, Stalin and Mao were just testing on their population, huh? Anyway, back to
Well, that's time. Right. You know, the U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, they say for any law enforcement reason, unauthorized, they can use lethal chemical biologicals. It used to say radiological. That's not in this particular copy of the code. It's changed. But, yeah, it's freedom, sir. That's what freedom is.
Okay, and then I want to touch on silver if I can be over the break.
You want to touch on what?
The market is just whacked.
All right, stay there. I'll give you a minute on the other side, and then we'll go to John and everybody else who's patiently holding. I'll now start taking your calls. I've gotten Preacher Boy out of the way, and we can now commence with full transmission. Masses of vital news as well. This is the battle for the Republic. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.